You know, Chandler Church, throughout the course of Scripture, we find Paul the Apostle in a number of his epistles giving greetings, salutations, and acknowledgments to a variety of individuals. And throughout that process, those individuals have become well recognized throughout Christian history based simply upon Paul's brief mention of them in his letters. But among all of that which Paul has written, and among all those whom Paul has acknowledged in his writings, perhaps one of the most unique, the most interesting, and the most underappreciated of those acknowledgments is the one which Paul gives to Lois and to Eunice, the mother and grandmother of his protege, Timothy. Chandler Church, today on this Sabbath, during this Mother's Day weekend, I would like for us to rediscover this amazing acknowledgement of Paul to Lois and Eunice, and not to mention its significance for us right now in our modern age. I invite us to rediscover it this morning as we revisit this verse of Scripture that was read so well by Terry Gray. We look now to the screen to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, Paul the Apostle is writing an epistle or a letter to his young protege Timothy. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, this is what Paul writes. Paul says this: "Timothy, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now, Timothy, I am persuaded, lives also in you." Can you say amen? Amen? Now check this out, Chandler. This Timothy that Paul was writing to, Timothy was a significant character in Christian history himself. Although Timothy was much younger than Paul, Timothy was Paul's closest companion and was his protege. Timothy eventually became the bishop or the overseer of the church in Ephesus. And for that reason, the epistles or the letters that Paul writes and scribes to Timothy are often categorized by Bible scholars as pastoral epistles, because in them are found Paul's teaching, Paul's instruction, and Paul's counsel to Timothy in regards to how Timothy should carry and conduct himself as a minister. But in the midst of this particular pastoral epistle, in the midst of Paul's teaching, Paul's instruction, and Paul's counsel to Timothy, Paul takes a moment to compliment Timothy on the one special quality that caused him to take Timothy on at such a young age. And in our passage for reflection this morning, Paul specifies what that special characteristic of Timothy is. Check this out, Chandler Church. He says this: it was the faith that was passed down to him by his mama. The faith that was passed down to him by his mother by way of his grandmother. Can you say amen? You know, when we think of the great men of Scripture, these apostolic heroes that we admire and revere, it's not too often we consider the possibility that there is a woman behind the man, huh? But in this biblical instance, credit is given to where credit is due, because in this instance, Paul expresses this, Chandler, and don't you miss it, that all of Timothy's talents, all of Timothy's gifts, all of Timothy's abilities that were conferred to Timothy by way of his faith, it was a faith that was first possessed and then passed down by way of the women who reared him. Hallelujah. And for that reason today, I believe at Chandler Church with all of my heart that God, through inspiration of His Holy Spirit, through these writings of Paul to Timothy, He wanted to record and for all of us to see for posterity here today. Don't you miss this point, that there is a power to be found in a mother's faith passed down. Can you say amen? Think with me for a moment, all you moms out there. Just think with me for a moment. This Paul, who is writing to Timothy. Paul was a powerful and influential figure in the populace of his day, huh? Powerful and influential enough prior to his conversion to incite members of his Jewish church to physically persecute the Christian. Influential enough that after his conversion, he could undo much of that which he had done by becoming the most prolific Christian writer of the New Testament. But now we see in this second epistle of Paul to Timothy, this powerful and influential Paul admiring, being influenced and inspired by the faith of two women who raised a young boy. And moms, it should let you know just how much you mean to us. Amen. Moms, it should let you know, be you biological or spiritual, you teach us most of what we know in our early years, and I praise God for that, huh? In our world today, in our modern age, just as it was in the age of Timothy, from an early age, the media, the entertainment, and the culture of the world wants to teach many things and ingrain many things in our young children. From the moment they can read, see, hear, and perceive, our world wants to teach them hedonism, its morality, that if it feels good, it is good, huh? From a young age, the world is trying to teach our children humanism, that is, God does not exist, and if we try hard enough, we are fully capable of everything on our own. From a young age, the world wants to instill in our children evolutionism. That is, God is not our creator, random chance is. But for that reason, godly moms who have been given the sacred right to rear children in God's service are also given clear advice by God Himself. And that advice is found in Proverbs 22, verse 6. Moms, if you train up a child in the way that he should go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. Do you believe it? And for all you moms, you godly, saintly mothers who have questioned yourself in that training, question whether you've done enough, question whether you've invested enough, question whether you've spent enough time, questioned if you're a good enough mom. Check this out, moms. Paul's affirmation of Lois and Eunice through inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it speaks to all you moms in Christ. And it says this: you have been validated, you have been vindicated, you have been verified as saints of God in God's eyes. Amen. It affirms that your Christ-like influence over us is greater than the influence of the world. And so it was as Paul wrote to Timothy. Paul was amazed by the power of these godly mothers, Lois and Eunice. Amazed by their power and ability to transform Timothy's character and cooperate with God in teaching their children to walk in the ways of the Lord. Paul was impressed by these wonderful women who said, "You know what? We cannot let the salvation of our children's soul be left up to chance or false teaching." Paul was inspired personally and literally by the Holy Spirit to take note of these two special ladies who said, "You know what? We're going to be accountable personally as parents for our children's spiritual formation." And in doing so, Paul makes a note to Timothy, and he says, "Timothy, you know what? Everything that I find most enticing, most appealing, and most redeeming about you and your ministry, you know what? It first came from your mom and your grandma." And Timothy, I want you to know something today. And I want everyone who reads this epistle to know there is a power to be found in a mother's faith passed down. Now some of you moms are better than us men. You moms are more humble than us as men. And when you see other moms doing well for your children, you want to learn. Us men are different. We just say, "Well, if that's what he does in his house, that's that man's house," right? moms investigate other moms. They research other moms. They seek out knowledge from other moms to find out how to be better moms. And this morning, moms, if you want to discover what it was specifically about the faith of Lois and Eunice that caused Paul to be so enamored by what they did to Timothy, I believe this, that as we search through other portions of Paul's letters this morning, we can find some clues as to what Lois and Eunice did to help make their son a part of God's kingdom. Check this out this morning. Number one, we see from the writings of Paul, number one, that Lois and Eunice taught God's love to Timothy. Do you believe that this morning? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, Paul said this as he wrote to the church of Thessalonica. Paul said that when we came to you, we proved to be gentle among you as a nursing mother who tenderly cares for her own children. Check this out. Paul says this, that on his missionary journey to the church of Thessalonica, that he and Timothy and Silas, they acted towards the Thessalonians as a mother who cared for their children. And I can't help but believe this, Chandler Church, that Lois and Eunice's example played a significant role in teaching that type of love to Timothy. Can you say amen? In regards to the type of love and tenderness that mothers demonstrate, the famous author, columnist, and humorist, Irma Bombeck said this. She wrote this. She said that when mothers were being created, they were created with hands to handle many jobs, eyes to see all that was going on around them, and the ability to heal almost anything with a loving kiss. And she says, with all of those abilities that were instilled in moms, when God made moms, he was intending to make someone just like himself. I believe that there is some credulity to what Mrs. Bombeck is saying. Because I believe that a godly mother cares for her children in the same way that Jesus Christ cares for us. Amen? Jesus says the same to us in Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 13. Jesus says, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Hallelujah. Again, in Psalm 131 verse 2, David wrote, I've kept my feet on the ground, I've cultivated a quiet heart, and like a baby content in its mother's arms, my soul is a baby content in yours. Amen. You know, I've found this, Chandler Church, that godly mothers rejoice in their young children and nurture them. And all of us who have known the love and the comfort of godly mothers, we rest and find comfort and security in their embrace. Amen? And for that reason, it is the loving embrace which mothers first learn from God and from Jesus Christ that teaches real men like Paul and Timothy how to love and how to lead others. Do you believe it? God honors mothers like Lois. God honors mothers like Eunice who invest in their children and treasure each precious moment that God has given to them. You know, children and all of our children that we have, we only have them for a short time before they grow up. Isn't that right? And realizing the brevity of that time, I thank God for biological and spiritual mothers in our church that make the most of all the moments we have together. Moms, we thank you for that. And as Lois and Eunice made the most of those moments with Timothy, Timothy, later on in life, was able to pass that love on to others, showing that there is a power to be found in a mother's faith passed down. Do you believe that today, church? The second thing I think that Lois and Eunice did for Timothy, number two, they taught God's word to Timothy. They taught God's word to Timothy. Paul says this. Paul says to us here on the screen, we see in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, Paul wrote to Timothy in another letter or epistle and said, Timothy, I want you to do this. I want you to continue on in all the things that you have learned and have become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And that from childhood the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. In everything Timothy was about to face as a minister, Paul said this: Timothy, I want you to remember what you have learned from God's word, and that process began when you were a child. And Timothy, I want you to remember who you learned it from: your mama. Listen to this. This is an article entitled Planting Seeds of Honesty. It was written by Mary Prather of www.tommynelson.com, a Christian website devoted to raising children of faith. And she says that in order to teach her children honesty and integrity, what Mary does is make them memorize Scripture. Listen to this now. And I quote her. Mary says this. Mary says, you can tell your children over and over and over again not to lie, to be honest, and to always tell the truth. Better still, she says, you can model honesty in your own life. But Mary concludes this: the best weapon, however, the best weapon, however, against dishonesty is training our children what the Bible has to say about it. Mary concludes, in my home, my children memorize Scripture. Hiding God's word in their heart gives them a reservoir from which to draw upon in difficult times. It grounds them and it lets them know exactly what is right and exactly what is wrong. Mary says this, and I believe her. Mary says, with God's word, there is no gray area. Of course, Mary goes on, our children will still lie, but with modeling, instruction, and hiding Scripture in our hearts, we will always strive to be more honest. Hallelujah. Like Mary, moms out there, you may not realize it, but so much of what you have done for us in the past, we are going to remember at a later age. And perhaps the most important thing you can do, and moms, you have done, thank God for that, is that you have instilled in us from an early age the Word of God. For all those nights you stayed up late with us to read our Sabbath school quarterly, for all those nights you stayed up late to work with us on our memory verses, you may not see it now, but Paul says this: what Lois and what Eunice did for Timothy gave him wisdom that would lead to salvation in Christ Jesus. And that salvation we see later on in life when Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, he wrote to us in Proverbs 1 and verse 8. He said, hear my child, your father's instruction, and do not reject your mother's teaching. Thank you, moms, for teaching us so much. Again, this man of wisdom says to all of us in Proverbs 6, verse 20 and 21, my son, keep your father's command and do not reject your mother's teaching. Always bind them to your heart and tie them around your neck. I hope you know it, moms. I hope you realize that the teaching your children the Bible is a huge calling with eternal ramifications. And godly mothers never underestimate the role that they play in helping their sons and daughters learn about God and His Word and the salvation which is to be found through Jesus Christ, our Savior. From early on, it's possible, I believe it, that godly mothers, they make God's Word central in their children's instruction. And when they do, they find out that there is a power to be found in a mother's faith passed down. Do you believe that this morning, Chandler Church? Last but not least, thirdly, I believe this. Lois and Eunice, they taught God's expectations to Timothy. Amen? This is what Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1, 18 and 19. He said, Timothy, my son, I am going to give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them, you may fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience that some have rejected, these have shipwrecked their faith. Now check this out, Chandler Church. I believe this. I believe that Lois and Eunice had grand expectations for Timothy. Do you think so? Paul says this, and we don't know for sure, but Paul says this, that early on, prior to their relationship that they had together, someone prophesied great things for Timothy. That he was going to be a successful man of God. And I don't know for sure if it was Lois or Eunice, but I do know this, that Lois and Eunice had faith not only in God, but what God could do for Timothy. And if they weren't the ones who gave the prophecy, I believe they were the ones who held on to the promise. Amen? And in like manner, Christ-like moms, godly moms in our church, and those that are biological, they don't settle for mediocrity in the lives of their children, huh? Godly moms never go for just good enough. They spur us on to greatness. How about it, moms? Because they know that God's hand is upon us if we believe. Some of you Seventh-day Adventists out there are familiar with this man, Dr. Ben Carson, the famous Seventh-day Adventist neurosurgeon from Johns Hopkins University in Maryland. Very successful doctor who attributes all of his success to his mother, Sonia. And asking about his life and his success and everything that Ben Carson accomplished, he said this. He said, I not only saw and felt the difference that my mother made in my life, he says this, I am still living out that difference as a grown man. See, Sonia Carson, the mother of Ben, she put her whole life and her whole self into making sure that her sons would accomplish and achieve greatness. Sonia worked long hours and difficult jobs in order to keep their family afloat and put her boys through school. I praise God for Christ-like moms like that. Sonia had a life motto that she shared with her boys to help her deal with everything she was going through in life. And the motto was this, learn to do your best and God will do the rest. Do you believe that? Yes. Now check this out. Sonia only had a third grade education. She was raised in foster homes and she had to survive poverty, despair, and single motherhood when her husband walked out at her on a young age. But you know what? God is faithful. Amen? Amen. And as Sonia was dealing with anxiety, depression, trying to make ends meet and raising two young boys on her own, she made a choice and a decision, and that decision was this. Sonia Carson decided she was going to give her whole life to Jesus Christ. And one night, Sonia Carson got down and she called out to God and she prayed a prayer. She said, Father God in heaven, I don't have any friends. Don't have anyone else to turn to. I'm looking now to you. I need you, God, to be my friend. I need you to be my best friend. I need you to help me, teach me, tell me how to do things and give me wisdom because, God, I do not have it. This mother who sought God for dependence and compliance and help in raising her children and keeping her household together, God responded and started giving her wisdom and insights as to how to raise her sons. When Ben brought home unsatisfactory grades in the fifth grade, she started making rules. And moms, we don't always like your rules at first, but they pay off later on in life. Thank you. And Sonia made a rule for Ben. She said, Ben, here's the rule. You only get to watch 2 television programs a week. Not 2 hours. Only 2 television programs a week. You better pick wisely. And if you watch 2 television programs a week, you know what, Ben? You're going to have to go to the library and then you're going to have to read 2 book reports for each of those 2 programs that you watched. And after you read the 2 books, I want you to write out a report. And I want you to give the report back to me, telling me what you learned from that book. Now understand this, Sonia couldn't read. But she made her sons learn how to read anyway. Amen. And from the wisdom that God gave her, they turned in those book reports. They read their books. They only watched their two programs. And Sonia said, God inspired me to raise them this way because they were not living up to their God-given potential. Thank God for godly mothers who have godly expectations for us. Amen. Amen. And I praise God that Sonia Carson's perseverance paid off because Ben's grades started to skyrocket. Ben went on to excel in school. Ben graduated from Yale University. And in 1987, Dr. Ben Carson became a world-renowned neurosurgeon, leading a team of surgeons to separate two Siamese twins who were joined at the back of the head. At that time, the removal of the twins was a groundbreaking, world-renowned surgery that came a success. And there you see Dr. Carson being awarded by President Bush. Amen? Amen. Dr. Carson has gone on to author a number of books. Gifted Hands, Think Big, Take the Risk, and Unleashing Your Potential for Excellence. And currently, the Republican Party is considering having Dr. Ben Carson run for president in the next election. The bottom line is this, Chandler Church. Dr. Ben Carson's success came by way of a mother who overcame hardship, poverty, single parenthood, depression, by faith in God, hard work, and godly expectations for her children. And as she imposed those expectations on her children, she discovered that there is a power to be found in a mother's faith passed down. You know, I find that Paul had the same great expectations for Timothy in his work. Paul said this, "Do not neglect your gifts which was given to you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you." And today, beloved, I thank God for the godly mothers in our lives that spur us on, encourage us, and inspire us to do great things as well. To not put away the gifts that God has instilled and bestowed in us. And for that reason, many of us are doing better and are more than we ever could have been without them. Can you say amen today? Amen. You know, as we come to our close today, Chandler, we find that in the fifth of God's Ten Commandments, we are commanded by God to honor our father and our mother, that our days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. But quite often, because of our end time emphasis on sharing the Sabbath truth with the world, we end up on focusing upon the fourth commandment more than some of the others. I thank God that God's word has a way of balancing us out. Can you say amen? Because the reality is that we only see the Sabbath once a week, but most of us focus on it every day. We see our moms every day, and we only focus on them once a year. But this year, during this Mother's Day weekend, God shows us that when we honor our moms, as Paul honored Lois and Eunice, recognizing what they did for Timothy, by sharing God's love, keeping God's word, and upholding the great expectations that God has for our life. In our lives, in our church, there is a power to be found in a mother's faith passed down. Do you believe it today? Today, moms, all of you who are moms, biological and spiritual mothers in Israel, today, moms, we want to invite you to stand. And as you stand up now, moms, in our midst, we want to take this moment to pray for you, to acknowledge you, and to thank you for the way that you have blessed so many of us. Moms in our midst, would you please stand today?